Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Jim Katz. You may begin.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to the Tivoli Virtualization Management Overview. On this call today, I also have Brad Willard to help me out should the need arise. So let's get started. The agenda today on page 3 is simply as follows. We're going to talk about some of the problems facing customers today. We'll do an overview of service management and virtualization and workload management. We'll talk a little bit further and more in depth about the solution overview, and then we'll provide a call to action. I think one thing I want to mention up front here is that for those of you that are looking for a deeper dive on our virtualization management products, we are going to have a Tivoli talk next week for TSAM and the newest addition to our virtualization management solution, ISVM. I believe that's going to happen on Tuesday. And then on July 15th, we will have another Tivoli talk for the new release of Tivoli Provisioning Manager, which will be hosted by Robin Fernandez, the product manager. So again, next 2 weeks we'll have two in-depth Tivoli talks for those of you that want more detail than you're going to receive today. Also, one thing to mention, at the end of this call, we will have questions and answers, so please hold those until then. Thank you. On slide number 5, let's talk about some of the problems our customers are facing. And, you know, it really amounts to the story that our customers are trying to do so much more with less, if you will. You know, we all know about the downsizing and how people are really trying to, you know, get every last dollar they can, you know, save to operate their businesses and extend their solutions and the additional workloads that many of us have taken on to actually, you know, help our companies succeed in these difficult economic times. So, you know, the idea is that service management can provide really good ROI or, you know, reduce the total cost of operations. And on, you know, slide number 6, we delve into this a little further. Our goal is to, you know, reduce the headaches. You know, there's a lot of maintenance just in any operation. That is, you know, the maintenance of servers, storage, and software. And, you know, this includes licensing, of course, which is always a main concern for people trying to save money. Now, with service management, you know, what we're trying to provide our customers is a way to improve the time to market. That is, help them roll out their solutions quicker to those who need them. And, you know, give clients what they need when they need it. And with virtualization management, you know, we do provide many different ways to do this. We'll talk about this a little later on, but we have a strategy built around cloud. We've got a strategy built around TPM and TSAM, which all involve basically the ability to deploy solutions as needed. And, you know, the turnaround time is basically hours, whereas it used to be perhaps days or even weeks. And last but not least, we're really trying to, you know, lower the cost per unit of everything that goes on in an organization. You know, take the human error out of a lot of the, let's call it the ITIL-related tasks, if you will. So try and automate as much as possible. Now, slide number 7 is the IBM Service Management slide, and this slide is important for a number of reasons, but perhaps the most importance to this slide is, depending on where your customers sit, you know, that is, are they in the consolidation portion, virtualization, automation, or cloud, which could also be considered virtualization management or IT optimization, depending on where they sit, they are going to have different needs, okay? And that really comes to, you know, hardware, software, best practices, and consulting. The higher up the cloud they are, the more advanced they should be, both technologically and best practice-wise, okay? So if you start at the lower left and take a look at the consolidation piece, you know, we're talking about customers who are really, you know, they've got their feet in the IT optimization door, but they're really struggling to manage their infrastructure, okay? And lots of times this is due to the fact that perhaps they have expanded into other areas or they have merged with another company and they're running a disparate operating systems or have different means of storage, whatever that may be. But again, consolidation for the people at that end is a lot different than the messaging we're going to deliver at cloud. Now, when it comes to the virtualization or shared portion, generally when we talk about virtualization, the first thing that comes to people's minds is VMware or something very similar, okay? But virtualization is a lot more than just putting out an image somewhere. It comes down to how do you manage virtualization. And that's a key differentiator for us in IBM because we provide a number of different solutions in our portfolio that help customers manage what's going on within their images, or if they're not using images, if they just have physical servers out there, it helps them manage the physical servers. We also have the capability to support virtual LAN. And again, this is really important because the management, the total management of virtualization is a key differentiator for us over most of our competitors. When you move up the scale to automate, this is where you really see a huge reduction in the total cost of operation and where the ROI really kicks in because you're basically trying to remove people from the equation. You know, most of the work has already been done now, and when customers need something, they're able to basically go out to something like a service catalog and select what they need and have that have those items automatically rolled out on demand. And last and certainly not least is the cloud piece or the IT optimization piece or virtual management, however you want to describe it. But this is the piece that actually can go into a number of different arenas. This may be a private cloud, this may be a public cloud, or this may be a hybrid cloud, which is part public and part private. So again, the needs as we go up this ladder are going to be different. And understanding where your customer sits is going to be very important to you when you help them try and solve some of their business problems and provide the correct solution. On slide number 8, let's take a look at our virtualization management overview. And then please click to slide number 9. In 2009, the market for virtual server management was described as being a billion-dollar market. And this is despite a recession. We're still talking about a 21% growth to over $2 billion by 2013. Now, if things turn around quicker than, you know, what's projected, you can imagine that we could be approaching $3 billion by 2013. So this growth is all based on the demand to increase service levels while cutting expenses, and, of course, to reduce spending on data center operations, energy consumption, and real estate expansion. And if you look at that last bullet, and think about what we just talked about of the latter, you can see where a lot of this might fall under the consolidation piece right here. You know, the reduced spending on data center operations, energy consumption, that is probably the, you know, it falls across all the categories. But you would see this probably between the consolidation and virtualization areas as something that's real important. And energy consumption, of course, as you move into more and more server management, you want to have the ability to reduce the energy that those servers are using when they're not being used. And when we talk about, you know, resource sharing, we're really talking about the increase in virtualization use, all right? You know, we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of virtualized images sitting, perhaps being stored by a number of different servers. And we want to make sure that when they're rolled out, not only are they useful, if you will, to the customer, but they've also been patched with the latest security patches or software patches or whatever it may be, so those images are as current as possible. And one of the most important pieces for customers to understand is, you know, how do I manage images? A very key piece to any solution is the management of virtual images and the updating with the correct software patches or virus security, if you will. Right underneath that, you'll see the consolidation of workloads on fewer and fully used servers. And again, this goes back to the consolidation piece, what we talked about earlier. You know, consolidation, of course, saves customers a lot of money by moving a lot of their solutions over to perhaps one rack of servers rather than two or three. They can save a lot of money not only in the consolidation, but in energy consumption costs. And, you know, if we move down here, we talk about, you know, a five-year market trend, you know, and the market trend assumes that we will mature. And basically what they're saying is 5 years from now, you take a look at the customers that are in that consolidation area, and they most likely will be up by the cloud area in a five-year period or using pieces of the cloud. It may not be a public or private cloud. And, in fact, it may just be the management of virtualization images using a service catalog. But they will be a lot farther advanced when they are now, which, of course, means they're going to need to spend a lot more money. Now, again, take a look at what IDC says. We're talking about availability and clustering software, you know, over $2 billion. Gartner says virtualization management software will be, you know, $1.3 billion in 2009, and all this is just going to grow. So the growth and management of virtualization images and IT optimization are a number of markets where we will be spending a lot of time and where your customers will be looking for solutions. On slide number 10, let's talk a couple minutes about the trending. You know, customers, as we know, are all trying to solve, you know, management problems, which really revolve around reducing the TCO. And when we talk about that in virtualization, we're talking about, you know, server utilization, of course. We're talking about energy consumption, you know, the ability to roll out images on demand, a data recovery, backup strategy. These are key areas that every customer faces, okay? So although most customers like to think that their businesses are individual and basically quite unique to them, we know from experience that most customers are facing very similar problems across the board. So a solution for, if you will, server utilization, you know, that is being used in a financial industry can also be used in an electronic industry, for example. So it's important to understand what these solutions are and how they can be rolled out across the board. The other problem customers are facing, you know, are the problem with managing data centers. You know, they're increasingly complex. And in many cases, of course, now they support worldwide operations, and they have a mixture of different physical and virtual hosts. You know, and this, of course, includes virtual LANs, virtual images, physical servers. We've got connections to mainframe. Different operating systems such as Linux and Windows and AIX, multiple databases such as Oracle and DB2, Informix, you know, and other pieces of freeware that are generally available on the net. So, you know, it's really, really difficult for data centers and the people working in them to manage this entire mixture of what's going on. But at the same time, it's required in order to manage the businesses today. The next bullet is something we've kind of touched on already. New image management problems did not previously exist. Now, virtual image sprawl, you know, maintaining offline images is a brand new area really for most of our customers, because in the past it was normal to have some virtual imaging going on to do some development, but in many customers today, they are approaching, you know, thousands of virtual images based on all different kinds of operating systems with different databases. And if you imagine, for example, a company such as eBay, which is responsible for maintaining, you know, thousands of servers with network connections and databases tied to each one of their servers, you can imagine the kind of problems that eBay must face every day. And you understand that any downtime is going to cost them money. So think about the virtual management sprawl and, you know, what large companies that have virtual images are going to do in the future to manage those images. You know, we're looking for new and improved deployment models. Most customers really want these deployment models to be based on what does the end user need and how long do they need it. So if an end user is developing some kind of new solution, and they need an image based on Linux and DB2, well, make it available to them, but once they're done with it, you know, in 24, 48, 72 hours, then roll back that image and safeguard it so if they do need to use it again, they'll be able to use it. Or if this is going to be the gold model that they basically build all their images from, let's create the proper security around it so that it doesn't get touched. Some of the other items to be concerned with are bare metal recovery and image fallback restore and intelligent image placement, okay? Again, very important and new and emerging problems that customers are facing. And last but certainly not least is the needed flexibility to rebalance and move workloads in any direction. Again, this is because of the change in which customers are doing business. It's basically an on-demand model, and customers, you know, maybe working out in Australia or maybe working in Japan or maybe working on Paris using different operating systems, but they need to have operating systems and or databases, network connections, workloads, servers, whatever it may be. They're going to need them when they want them. They can't wait for a data center to wake up, if you will, you know, between the hours of 9 and 5. So, again, this is real important to help our customers rebalance and move workloads. The next slide, we're going to talk a little bit about the value of managing images. And it's important to note that TPM has provided image management support for a while now. There is a specific solution. It's at TPM for images, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But TPM for images, which really falls under the managing of images category, helps with the image sprawl. It provides customers a better way to organize, to do inventory, to provide security, and manage and deploy images to virtualization platforms in a scalable manner, which is real important to our customers. You know, scalability is one of the key issues that we always come across. The next, and again, very important, is how do I efficiently store these images? You know, where are they? How do I get to them? If I need them now, you know, I need them. And many of these images are in, you know, almost terabytes in size. So storage, a key ingredient to any management of image solutions. And last and certainly not least is the management of a heterogeneous virtual and physical servers using the same techniques as described above, basically on demand. So, you know, we need to be able to integrate all of these into a product or solution lifecycle so that they are available on demand. Slide number 12, you know, the value of workload management is pretty simple. I think all of you understand this, you know. The automation of and the provisioning of images reduces human error and the need for manual processing, and of course it saves our customers a lot of time and money. You know, we're interested in speeding the delivery of IT assets from weeks to minutes, again helping our customers reduce their total cost of ownership. The more automation that we introduce and the more successful automation that we introduce, the easier it is for customers then to use their dollars to provide new and improved solutions and expand their capabilities. Now, lifecycle management is something we kind of gloss over, and when we talk about that, there's a number of different ways to approach it. I think most of us are probably familiar with either ITIL or ETOM, which are, you know, basically two of the main, if you will, platforms or templates being used to help customers run their operations. So, you know, generally, most customers have some kind of change and release management today. And the reason behind that is pretty simple. You know, we're trying to reduce the errors, and, you know, fewer errors means more uptime. So that is the goal behind having some kind of best practices put in place. And last and not least, you know, the bottom line is properly implemented workload management saves time and money and guarantees quality results every time. Slide number 13 is a example of some of the money that can be saved going from a traditional infrastructure to an internal private cloud. And you know, you can basically look at this as on one side, you know, we've got the people who are running their consolidated management, and then on the other side of the coin, we've got people that have moved up the chain and they're either up in virtualization management or really have implemented a private cloud. And here the example is full virtualization, you know, complete automated deployment and rollback of their systems. So, you know, we're looking at a 50% change in savings when it comes to labor costs by moving up the cloud. You know, improved capitalization by 75%, and this significantly reduces the licensing costs. You know, the provisioning time goes from, you know, days or to hours or even minutes, depending on how things are set up. And, you know, last but not least, you know, the ability to reduce IT user support costs by up to 40%. So this is a huge slide when it comes to getting in front of the customer. You know, a lot of customers still don't understand the value of cloud and virtualization management. And this slide, I think, put in front of any customer will help them see where they can, you know, basically save some money. The next slide, which is slide number 14, this is the automation solution overview. And I want to start at the very lower left corner, if you will, which basically talks about our chain of solutions. And you see at the lower left, we've got simply hardware. You know, how do you manage, how do you control hardware? You know, what gets put on it? You know, basic bare metal provisioning, if you will. When we move up the chain, we move into the heterogeneous OS deployment and management. And here, you know, there's more value. So as we rise, you'll see that the customers will receive more value. And, you know, with more value actually comes the reduced total cost of ownership. So after the heterogeneous OS deployment and management support, we now move into image management, and this includes the discovery, deployment, conversion, and maintenance of images, and then resource provisioning, configuration management. Now, moving up the cloud again, we're talking about now service delivery for cloud, and these are the core components, you know, request, deliver, and manage services. And then last but not least, the service delivery for cloud, which includes the core, plus additional management services such as maybe the Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, Energy Management Agent from ITM, the High Availability, you know, all of those. And then if we actually take a look at the Tivoli solutions themselves, you'll see that TPM for OS deployment is our basic, you know, provisioning solution, if you will, and gives customers, you know, they're basic for moving up the scale. I mean, it's a good place to start for customers that are looking to roll out operating systems. And then if we move over to the right, you can see that built upon TPM for OS deployment is TPM for images. So for customers that are looking to manage, you know, multiple images and have moved from consolidation to virtualization, TPM for OS deployment with TPM for images is the correct solution. Now, taking one step over, you see TPM 7.2, which is generally used for very large server environments, okay? It includes TPM for OS deployment. It includes TPM for images and is basically the flagship, if you will, for the TPM family. Again, it provides, you know, server features, functionality for large, scalable enterprise. And then if we move over to TSAM, TSAM basically gives your customers an entry into building self-service. And you could say that this is the first real step into moving into a cloud or IT optimization environment. It gives you a service catalog. It gives you TPM. It gives you some automation scripts. And it basically is a bundle of software where people can then go about and create their own ability to deploy and reprovision images on demand. So you'll see a little more value from TSAM than you did in TPM. And then the newest addition, IBM Service Delivery Manager, basically provides, you know, what you see in TSAM, but then again, it's going to give you some more, if you will, core management solutions such as Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, the OS agents from ITM. And this is a brand-new solution. Again, there's going to be a Tivoli talk next Tuesday. I believe it is July the 6th. And the product managers for both TSAM and ISDM will be on that call. so you can ask them your in-depth questions there. Last but not least, we talk about Cloudburst. Cloudburst is a hardware and software solution that is pre-built and ready to go once it is delivered onto a customer site. It comes with services built in, so you're going to have some great people helping your customers get the cloud-based solution up and running within a week's time. It also comes with some special support options. And, again, it's a great solution for customers who don't want to spend the time to figure out how they're going to build their own. They just want to have a solution. They want it up and running in, 5 days, if you will, or less. And, again, it comes pre-built, ready to go, and it is a great solution providing both IBM hardware and software. Slide number 15. I want to talk a little bit about TPM and the customer value that TPM provides. The majority of our customer base is built around the server lifecycle management. Okay, they put out a new server there. It runs a particular image or provides a particular solution for a period of time. If it's a Windows base, then we know that it's going to be receiving various patches and security updates. And I guess this is probably a proper time to mention that IBM today announced the proposed acquisition of Big Fix. And Big Fix, as you might be aware, provides endpoint management. It provides security. It provides the ability to provide patches. Provides the ability to provide antiviral software. So when we talk about server lifecycle management, the addition of Big Fix to our portfolio is really going to help us when it comes to doing this endpoint management and server lifecycle management that we've been really lacking. It gives us a great capability and probably puts us 2 to 3 years ahead of where we would be had we actually rolled out what we had planned to, which was something called Tivoli Endpoint Manager. So, again, if you haven't read the announcement's on W3, it's in Google, it's in Yahoo Finance, please read the announcement. There will be more information provided as we move to close, but until we close, we're severely limited as to what we can say. But please read the announcements, and if you have any questions, please feel free to ping Brad or myself, and we will try and get you the answers regarding whatever that is. So let's go back to the server lifecycle management. Some of the capabilities of server lifecycle management are, discovery and inventory, virtualization management, software distribution, task automation. And you can see that image management is new in TPM 7.2. So we are going to be spending a lot of time, not only in the release of 7.2, but in future releases, when it comes to improving what we do for image management, because we realize this is a key differentiator between us and our competitors, okay? We realize the need for customers to manage thousands of images and to be able to securely manage those images. So, again, look for us to spend a lot more time in the future managing virtual images and providing customers with the ways to understand what's going on in their environment. Moving up the software lifecycle management, emerging markets kind of area. The value is we're trying to reduce labor costs, improve time to market, improve the success rate of application deployment. And, the basic capabilities are, software signature creation and management, definitive software library, and, artifact migration and promotion. And all this is going to be coming. It's a candidate for the upcoming release of TPM, which is called TPM 7.5. So this isn't a traditional roadmap, if you will, but I wanted to give you folks out there an idea of where we're going. And you can see that it is all around virtualization and IT optimization management. Moving to the provisioning engine, I think we've already talked about this enough. Reduce labor costs, provide, the ability to provision on demand, heterogeneous management, web server access, and last and certainly not least is the IBM initiative around cloud computing, and you'll see that enhanced and new in TPM 7.2 is the virtual image management and where we're going in 7.5 is virtual storage and network provisioning. So, again, that's a 7.5 candidate. Just keep that in the back of your minds that everything we do now is going to be centered around virtual image management, which includes, you know, storage, which includes security, which includes VLANs. So we are moving really fast to the total virtualization management solution. The next slide, which is slide 16, I want to talk a little bit about the various offerings, because when it comes to selling solutions, generally PSAM, IBM Service Delivery Manager, and IBM Cloudburst, they probably get the most talk, okay? People are very familiar with TPM because TPM and its predecessor, TCM, have now been around for a number of years. But I wanted to provide you with the way that we position these three solution products. And when it comes to TSAM, we're talking about an integrated core cloud component. It provides the ability to do request, deploy, and demand, and to manage cloud services. But TSAM is basically a build-your-own using bundled software from Tivoli. IBM Service Delivery Manager, we've also talked about, is TSAM plus the ability to basically do ChargeMAC using TUAM, okay? So, you know, you get these additional pieces of Tivoli software, the ability to utilize VM Control and Systems Director, and all this is delivered in a set of integrated images. And then last but not least is the IBM Cloudburst solution, which is the hardware and software piece. I wanted to mention, too, that the next release of IBM Cloudburst, which is scheduled for announced in August, I think it's August 17th, will include support for power systems. So if you've got customers that are interested in power, Cloudburst will support power. Slide number 17 is talking about the multiple entry points, you know, for automating the management of virtual environments and building a dynamic service delivery model. And I think if you click three times, you'll see how these three different solutions all fit in the solution portfolio. So TSAM, or IBM Tivoli Service Automation, you know, it does support user-driven service requests, and it is one of those solutions that is really built by customers that want to build their own solutions. And then you can see Service Delivery Manager, you know, provides pre-integrated solutions, virtual images ready to go, which gives you a much faster installation time. It's going to give you usage and accounting tracking and, you know, manage two environments for high availability. And Cloudburst, last but not least, is the bundled with software and hardware, provides quick start services. It gives you a specific phone number, actually. You get your own service person, too, for Cloudburst. So something to point out about Cloudburst, that although it is, you know, it's a package of hardware and software, and it comes with 5 days, I believe it's 5 days of services. After those 5 days, you know, there is great opportunity for partners or for anybody, actually, if you will, but specifically in this case for our partners, to add on to any Cloudburst solution. I mean, when you think about what's needed to manage a virtual environment, you might be thinking about the addition of ITM, some of the agents there. You might be thinking about, well, you know, even though this is a virtual image or a private cloud, maybe they want to roll this stuff, you know, any alerts out to Omnibus, for example. Maybe they want to do predictive analysis. You know, we do provide Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, but in most of the cases, TUAM is set up very rudimentary. So it's an opportunity, again, for people to come in who understand this, to set this up and to provide, you know, added value. So I just want to make you aware of the fact that, you know, although Cloudburst is prepackaged, there's a great opportunity here for add-on services. The next slide, you know, why Tivoli? You know, we're out there competing against the likes of HP and BMC and Cisco UCS and VMware, too. I mean, EMC VMware, if you will. And, you know, it's important to note that when we talk about virtualization, it's not just about a virtualized image. Having a VMware image does not mean you're doing the virtualization. Basically, virtualization to Tivoli means the ability to do discovery, okay? It means the ability to do management using things, items, and solutions such as IBM Tivoli monitoring, or to do change management using a configuration management database. You know, there's the storage piece. How do you store these solutions, okay? Using TCM and TPC, we've got this integrated solution. You know, automated provisioning, depending on where your customers were on the food chain from consolidation to cloud, you know, they might be using TPM or TPM for images or TSAM, or they might even be using Cloudburst. So, again, as they move up that food chain, they're going to need different pieces of this puzzle. You know, workload automation, a very important piece to the virtualization story. Integrated threat protection for VMware, you know, security. I mean, everybody who's even thinking about putting a solution out for the public to use has got to be talking about security and how do they do it, you know. And then advanced analytics across virtual environments. Predictive analytics appears to be a very important and growing area of concern. I noticed Gartner spending a lot more time, you know, talking about that. And understand that we've had predictive analytics along with Omnibus now for a long time, okay? So this can help customers understand, you know, their monitoring, usage, change management, when potentially things may go wrong, you know, if something is going wrong, where to look. Very important. And then, you know, lifecycle management. Of course, anybody interested in best practices is looking for total lifecycle management. And with the inclusion now of, for the acquisition of Big Fix, we have everything from servers to endpoints. We've got security, we've got storage, we've got networking, you know, we've got image capture, deployment, we've got service desk. You know, it is one solution from one vendor. And that is a real key differentiator for us because I think end-to-end, nobody provides better solutions for distributed and mainframe than IBM Tivoli. Slide number 19 is your summary and call to action. You know, what we're asking you to do is probably what you've been doing all along, and that's go out to your customers, help them to understand what their business challenges are, and, you know, get them to open up to you and you know, talk about, here's the problem I've got today. This is where I want to be in 6 months. This is where I want to be in 18 months. And not necessarily for you to provide us, you know, an answer today, an answer being a technical solution. Oh, here's your problem. We'll supply you with ITM. But more importantly is to talk about the value of solutions. And that's been a really key driving factor from IBM, and specifically for those in the IBM Tivoli management chain of command, you know, not to talk about a technical solution, but to talk about a business solution. And that's what we'd like you to do. You know, talk to your customers about the solutions. If you need help at any point in time, reach out to Brad or reach out to myself, and we will do whatever it takes to help you all be successful because, you know, I mean, your success guarantees our success, if you will. And last but not least, on slide 20, there is Brad's email address. If you don't know him, he's a great guy to know. He works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's always available, and he will love to hear from you. So at this point, I would like the operator to open up the lines, and let's take any questions.
All right. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star 1, and please record your name. Okay, we do have our first question from Kathy Unger.
Hello. I'd like to know if there's going to be an upgrade path from TSAM 720 to ISDM.
You know, at this point, they're two different products. They're two different solutions, if you will, and I'm not aware of an upgrade path. Now, next week on the Tivoli Talk, we're going to have both product managers on, the product manager for TSAM and for ISDM. And that's probably a great question to ask. You know, if your customers have TSAM and they want ISDM, Is there a way to do that? And if so, you know, those are probably the right guys to answer that question for you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and once again, if you do have a question, please press the star one. All right, there are no other questions at this time.
Well, if that's okay, that sounds pretty good. If you do have any further questions, please reach out to either Brad or myself. Again, we're available to help you. Send us an email, give us a call, whatever works best for you. But we really do appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning. And, again, it was very nice talking with you all. Thank you very much.